Yes, Khalid featuring a boogie with the hoodie on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. Right back. We are continuing to play Mpumalanga's best music. And I did say, Gutsu, we are going to be having a conversation about people living with disabilities and dating and just talking about my challenges that they face so that we are more understanding of them. Now, at Uplands, today's thinking child is tomorrow's achiever. Visit the Uplands Open Day on Saturday, the 6th of March, which begins at 8 in the morning. The Uplands, an independent co-educational school outside White River, Mpumalanga, provides an exceptional education with boarding from grade 4 to grade 12 on a beautiful 110-hectare campus, rather. And during Saturday's open day, entrance and scholarship exams will be written while parents explore the facilities at leisure. For more information, visit www.uplands.co. It is Mpumalanga's Rise FM, and it's a Thursday. Yo, Tibuyisela emuva nje. And every Thursday, we do health matters and talk about anything and everything health related. Today, we're talking about people living with disabilities and the challenges that they face in terms of dating. We have on the line Bongiwe Malubi, who is a nurse and a person living with a disability. A very good afternoon to you, Sissy. Thank you so much for taking the time. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Gidi, and I'd like to pass my greetings to the listeners.
Now, can you please, before we get into our conversation, so that we understand, because the information lengitholi lelana says you are a person living with a disability. Ungasichazela mhlawumbe ukuthi wena i-disability yakho ngilenjani?
Yes, I am, but I'm a person with disability, not a person living with disability.
Hey, and my the phrasing, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
And the type of disability that I have, I'm using a wheelchair, I'm paraplegic.
Okay. So, the research has found Gutsi, kuthatha isikhathi lesithe mhlawumbe ukuthi bantu lebakhubadekile baqale ukudata. Would you say that is true based on your experience?
Based on my personal experience, it's not like that, because for me now, when I acquire the disability, I was already in a relationship. And then, so for me, it was like, how do I move on from lang kona kona?
Yeah.
But yaphela leyo relationship, nami ngaqala ku experience but okay, man, just like for nangkale and start dating again. But it was then that difficult. It depends ngokuthi how utiphatha kanjani wena ufuna nebantu labanye ba accept njani. So maybe there is a problem.
Kule relationship yakho lebe unayo before, what were the challenges that you faced after uthole ukuthi sewukhubatekile?
I would say maybe sometimes it's understanding. Yabona, we're not taught to understand the disability masikhula.
Yeah.
So nge besibona ngathi disability, the person needs to be taken care of, or the person kufanele kuhlale kube nemuntu lokhona la iceleni kwakhe. It's the mentality lesakhulisa ngayo ukuthi how do you perceive a person with disabilities?
Yeah.
So maybe it was a matter of understanding and ukuthi how do we move on from last corner, doing things in a different way. Maybe that was the challenge.
Now, if you were to go to because, I mean, Guamina, I feel like there's a lot that I don't know. There's a lot that I still need to learn, and there's a lot that I need to get used to. Because I remember one time I had an interview with the Department of Social Development, and they were telling us the right phrases to use. But I feel like angisengaka funzi kahle and angisengaka wavisisi kahle. You mentioned in zaba yokuthi ngendlela abantu baperceive ngakhona abantu lebakhubatekile indlela letsite. When if you had an opportunity, in fact you do have an opportunity now to teach me nebalaleli about bantu lebakhubatekile, what would you share with us?
Look, banlegile, it's the terminology. Angisho lesinye isikhathi lekwenda maybe lo munye umuntu afile ukuthi people don't respect me, or the word we are using most of the time is derogatory. Yenda lo mundo angafili ngendlela le right, noma ngabe beka kune notion ukuthi persons with disabilities most of the time they're aggressive.
Yeah.
ngoba bahlale ba short tempered nje bahlala bakwata most of the time but akusinjalo maybe the terminology that we use sometimes angisho labanye bavela bakhubatekile so they've been sidelined for impilo yabo yonke they've never experienced impilo of a non-disabled person so ukhule ngalendlela yokuthi tonke tinto bebamendela and lebantu ukhula kuneligama lejwayelekile lesakhula sonke silisebenzisa ukuthi bathi bachwalile that is a name lehlali khona but it doesn't sit well to a person with disabilities if usho njalo mawuthi bantu labakhubatekile it the word itself inika lo muntu another perception yokuthi bantu bangithatha njani as a person with disability.
Now, we're talking about the challenges le atfolakala kuma relationships. Let's say, for instance, I meet a gentleman that I like, and that gentleman is a person with a disability. What is it that I would have to understand ngaye so that our relationship ibe normal njengalamanye ama relationship? Because at the end of the day, sibantu sisonge. It's just that there's a little difference here and there between us.
Agukho lokho special e relationship it only has to deal with the heart matters it doesn't have to deal with the physical matter for me being on a wheelchair or for when I'm dating someone on a wheelchair there's nothing lebalekile ukuthi uma liyathi the person lolo to date naye ngilolo to understand wena and lo muntu lo date naye date nami ngomzala lo khona ukuthi cabangela lo khona ukukutshela ukuthi angikuthandi lokhu ngiyakuthanda lokhu indlela lengifuna this relationship ibe ngayo ngifuna ukuthi mina nawe siphathane so these are some of the things maybe lengeke ngatenda ngale ndlela lojwayele ngayo when you're dating a non-disabled person akusiko ukuthi kukhona specific lokubeka uye kongena nako in that relationship because uye dating lomzala lakatiko ukuthi what is it that I want in a woman or what is it that I want in a man ngiyakuthandana so true.
Oh, I love to hear it. So, another thing le research yethu le siyendile. In fact, it was done by Dr. Nosek. Uthi lana people with disabilities are more likely to experience abuse in a relationship. Have you been in such a situation? Do you know someone who's been in such a situation? Uke weva ngendaba lenjalo, it's just one of those things lebathi shoko but dingasiliqiniso.
Tikona, tikunis. Tikona. I might not speak about me personally, but I'm involved with my disability issues, even with my organization as well. Tikona, and sing aibali kuma relationship per se.
Yeah.
It starts with our family members as well. Like I, they are being abused by the band. So that is why it makes it very difficult for persons with disabilities labani to date because they've been experiencing abuse from ekhaya and uya kuma relationship makafika already with a low self esteem gokuthi vele maybe this is the way I'm supposed to be treated because lelithando abangazi wa experience in that way ukuthi nabathi ngiyakuthanda umuntu makathi ngiyakuthanda usho ukuthi ukuthanda ngenhliziyo yakhe and they want to do good nokuthi i relationship yenihambe kahle because utoba I face everything with the base ukuthi vele nana ngilangibiya khona emuva angaze ngathandwa ngalendlela le
ngihlala
analokusaba kokuthi what is it that I need to do later wenda ukuthi lo muntu ungithanda ngaleyo ndlela lengifuna ngithande ngayo.
Sesami isikhathi sethu asisasivumeli nginemibuto leminingi kakhulu kabi lenyela ngasitophinze futhi sikubide uto sifundisa kabandi. Is there a platform where we can teach ourselves a little bit more on this issue?
Ikhona kuma there's a disability organization as well and on my Facebook page, I normally have my talks, especially on Disability Month or Women's Standard Code Awareness Week, Nabo Wheelchair Awareness Week. We normally do my videos where we concentrate people go to, this is the way, this is how we're supposed to. We are still people before. That is why the word people with disability, it's a person before the disability. Before the word behind me.
Yes.
So that is why it is very important that we understand Gogutsi. There are some limitations that I cannot do, but it's not that I cannot think properly. I cannot make decisions where I want to make them. I'm a professional nurse, by the way. I run my own private clinic. So it shows that we are capable. And it's not special, Gidi.
Yeah.
It's not special, Gogutsi. I have a clinic. That is not a thing. I was a nurse before my disability, so it was not special for me to continue with the profession.
I love your spirit, and I love the positivity that is coming from you. Thank you so much for Skatsa Kosisi. Nakanjani tofuna sithole futhi stophinze sicocisane ngoba, like I said, there's a lot that I need to ask still and teach myself.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That was Bongiwe Malupi. Ungamthola na ku Facebook. Nangabe mhlambe ufuna kufundza kabanzi about people with disabilities. Uyasho ukuthi banokwenda ama video lapha yana ama platform, and I think they also share my link to other platforms. Sikuthi sikwathi ukuthi sitifundzise, you know, and because letinye tetinve lesitendako sicetsa sigcine sesidiscriminator because asivisisi or si ignorant, whatever the case is. But yeshua ukuthi knowledge is power, asesiyisebenziseni. Ashanti, no, it's not Ashanti actually, it's Whitney Houston with Waiting to Exhale on Rise FM. Yeah.